Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Welcome to the Love Journey, where they call it a prayer line. I call it this too. I call it the Love is Human. Because, you know, love is really the only real vibration in the universe. Now, vision of the Love Journey is to remind people that love, to assist people in how to live from their higher self, recognizing that love is a powerful force to living in that space. To take people through that inner self, that inner journey. Yes, this is the Love Journey, and I am Janine and Eva. I'm excited that you're here today. We're going to get started. Let me start off with a song of this. I haven't played it in a long time, but it brings me joy when I hear it to you. This song is a song that really makes my heart sing. All right, so language is here.
Love
and joy.
I know and feel I love you. Forever and evermore. Oh.
Wow. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey. Yes, they call this a prayer line, but I call it more than a prayer line. I call it an experience. I call it a love experience. Welcome, welcome, welcome to your love experience. Welcome to this new day where all things are washed away. Welcome to your new life. I am Janae Ann Ingram, transformational life coach, author of Born to Be Rich, filmmaker, master speaker, and vision board counselor, and your radio host right here on the Love Journey Blog Talk Radio. Yes, family, we are the Blog Talk Radio called the Love Journey. I'm excited. I want you to tune in into the inner space right now, though. I want you to tune in to that one that is the one. Reminding yourself to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. So in this right now moment, I want you to just take in a breath. Breathing in through your nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Release through your mouth, remembering to breathe into the heart and remember to breathe into the diaphragm family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. So in this right now moment, I just want you to take in a deep breath. All the goodness of God, breathe in, family. Just breathe as we become still. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. I want you to take in another deep breath. Be still and know. And know that I am, that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Last time, family, breathe. Be still and know that I am God. And release. Father, Mother God, divine and precious Holy Spirit, I come inviting and invoking the presence of my higher mind self, speaking from the transcending power, asking that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, And every meditation of my heart, come Holy Spirit, is so acceptable in thy sight. Oh, come Holy Spirit, as I ask you to remove every human created thought, come. Every human created ego, remove from me all of myself that I may come empty, Holy Spirit, and be filled by the presence of the divine. The divine presence fill me to the overflow, Holy Spirit, that I will not speak from my human self, but from my higher mind consciousness, my I am that I am God, that every word I speak will come from that higher place, that transcending power. I speak, Holy Spirit, removing all of myself in this right now moment, God, asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring fresh anointing right. Oh, come Holy Spirit, as we center our mind and our thoughts in this collective consciousness right here, God, knowing there's power in collective consciousness. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless Miss Rochelle Knox as she enters into the space of the hospital as we speak. As she prepares her mind and her body to go under surgery today, I ask you to touch every doctor's hand, Holy Spirit. Oh, I ask you to speak and bless every hand that will touch her body this morning, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless every nurse that will walk into her room, God. I ask you to bless everybody and everything that will feel and see of your love in the presence of you, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bring your legion of angels right now, God. I'm asking you to bring your legion of angels around her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, I'm calling forth a healing over Rochelle right now, God. I'm asking you to bring peace where there's no peace, God. I'm asking you to bring love where there's unloving energy, God. I'm asking you to bring rest where there's no rest, God. Forgiveness where there's unforgiveness, God. I'm asking you to give her a clean heart today, God. Renew the right spirit in her mind, God, as I speak to every cell in her body right now, God. That every cell and every molecule and every muscle fiber will get back in true alignment in the truth of its original state, perfect, whole, and complete, God. I'm asking for a healing today, God. Oh, I'm asking you to send your legion of angels into St. Margaret's Hospital right now, God. I'm asking you to send your legion of angels, archangels, and your healing space right now to be over and protect and keep our precious sister, your daughter, Miss Rochelle Knox, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and send and infuse her mind and infuse every cell and infuse every organ in her body to come into perfect alignment right now, God, and that nothing but complete greatness shall come forth in her surgery today, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and bless your many physicians that you ordained for such a time as this, God. Your people that you put in this place to be your eyes and ears in the healing space, God. I ask you to bless every nurse, every anesthesiologist, every doctor that will come in her space today, God, will feel your presence in their bodies, God, that you will become present in every space, in every part that will happen in Rochelle's recovery today, God. I see her perfect. I see her whole and complete. And I see her up and running and walking and enjoying, feeling no pain, God, feeling free from anything that will cause anything other than greatness coming through her body. I'm asking a healing today, God. Oh, and I'm calling it forth right now, and I'm speaking it, and it shall be so, God. Oh, I'm asking you to send comfort to Deborah Ricks right now, God, and her family, God, as they prepare to release the loved one that they had just made her transition, God. I'm asking you to go and comfort the heart of the family, God. Comfort their minds right now, God. As we send love into Deborah Ricks today, God, we know what it, some of us know what it feels like to release a mother into her heavenly spot, God. I just give thanks as her mother has released her physical body, knowing there's no separation in spirit. Father, Mother, God, I ask you to go and whisper in Deborah's ears just exactly how she is loved and comforted through this process, God. I ask you to bless her daughter and her sisters and her brothers and all those who will be in the comfort of this process, God. I ask you to send your love and rain down on Deborah Ricks and her family today, God. Oh, I'm asking you to send love into that whole process, God, that everything will be done with ease, elegance, and grace, God, and that peace shall come past, surpass even their own understanding, God, as they release their mother and auntie and grandmother and sister and all the roles she played in many people's life, friends. God, I ask you to bless as she is transitioned into her releasing of her physical body. God, I know that it's not always easy to release the physical presence of people in our world. And so I'm asking you to do us a beautiful love soak around the whole family and friends, God. I'm asking you to send your legion of angels in there right now, God, and comfort them and keep them in the palm of your hands today, God. I'm asking you to let the process of releasing their mother in every role that she played in their life, God. I'm asking you to let it be done with ease, God. Let it be done with grace. And let them feel what they need to feel to move through this process, God. But can you just keep them in the palm of your hands and just keep whispering how much they're loved and supported by you right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to rain down your love upon each and every person that is in that family and all the friends who will come to miss Deborah's mother. God, I'm asking you to come, God, and do your will around Deborah, her sisters, her siblings, her whole family and friends. We, at the Love Journey, want to send love, 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 that you will rain down upon them today, God, in the mighty, matchless name of your Son. In the consciousness, we release them into the palm of your hands, God. I'm asking for a blessing upon each and every person under the sound of my voice today, God. I'm asking you to come into this line and raise the vibratory energy, God. I'm asking you to come and reach our own hearts today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, as we keep all of our loved ones and all of the people that are in our space and those that are not in the palm of your hands, God. I'm asking you, as our children prepare to go back to school, God, I'm asking you to keep peace in our communities, peace in our land, God. I'm asking you right now, God, to keep our blocks by blocks in the palm of your hands, God. I'm asking you to send your love to our communities. Rain down your love on our land, God, that our land will even feel your presence in its soil, God, that it will permeate through the oxygen in the earth, God, that people will feel your presence in an unknown kind of way, God, that they will feel your presence in a peaceful kind of way, God, as we send peace into the land today, God, thanking you for the opportunity to come together, God, blessing our children today as they prepare to go to school, God. I ask you to bless the minds and those that are already returned. I ask you to bless the minds today, God. I ask you to bless every part of the beings, God, that they are prepared to learn and receive the goodness of your education through those you have ordained to be their teachers, God. I'm asking you to bless the teachers. I'm asking you to bless the principals, asking you to bless the administration, God. I'm even asking you to bless the security forces that these children have to walk through when they go to school, God. I'm asking you right now, God, to keep our children in the palm of your hands right now, God. Keep them protected as you send your legion of angels to protect our babies in the process of going back to school. I call forth a blessing right now, God, in the land, God. In the land right now, God, I call you forth. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come into the message and let it speak to somebody's heart today as we move through this love journey experience. You to be here in the collective energy. Thank you for the love journey. Thank you for each and every person who come to be a part of it. Thank you who give of their time. Thank you who come to listen. Thank you for those who even participate. Thank you for those who have a mind to come and didn't have a chance to make it, God. Thank you for those who will come in the eventual. We just thank you right now, God, for all the blessings that are bestowed upon us in the mighty, matchless name of those who come to this call. We give thanks, God. We give thanks for your consciousness in us right now, God. We give thanks for the nature of us right now, God, that is your nature, that our thoughts are your thoughts today, God, and that you possess the heart to be in the right space right now, God. And we ask you right now, God, to let our words be your words as you move our vibratory energy to a space of love, God. I give thanks for each and every person. I give thanks for all that is, all that will ever be, God. In the mighty, matchless name, nature, and consciousness of our brother Christ. I call forth the consciousness of Christ in this right now moment, God. And say amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil. Good morning, good morning, good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning to all the energy in the universe. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family as we invite and invoke the angels into this call. Come, angels. Good morning as we invite and invoke the archangels. Come, archangels. Good morning as we invite and invoke the ascended masters. And good morning. Good morning as we invite and invoke our spirit guides and our master guides. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to our ancestors as we invite the presence of our ancestors, our known ancestors, our unknown ancestors. Good morning, Ms. Anastasia McAdoo, Ms. Annie Mack. Oh, good morning, ancestors, as we pay homage to those who walked this journey before us, to those who went before us and left a legacy. Call us. I give thanks, Holy Spirit, as we stand and in service to those who will come behind us. We send love into the descendants. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Peace, peace to the family this morning. Love, love to the gods and goddesses. Love to the kings and queens, millionaires and billionaires. Welcome, welcome, family. Thank you for tuning in to the love journey. Because of all the places you could have been, you chose to be here in your collective consciousness. We give thanks for your presence this morning. We give thanks for the idea of you. Yes, the idea, the divine idea of your expression being a part of the love journey this morning. I am Janine and Ingram, family. I am your transformational life coach. I am your master speaker, your filmmaker, your vision board counselor. I am the author of Born to Be Rich, and I am your radio host, and I do it with love because I love this space that we're in each and every morning, paying homage, presence of the one that is the one, but most importantly, always recognizing that we are one cause, one mind, one source. And that one source is the I am that I am presence. And see, you see, the source created each and every one of us out of itself in order to express itself through us. We are individualized expression of that one powerful presence, the I am that I am. And we recognize ourselves as the mind of God in expression. You see, you are a divine idea. I am a divine idea with the power, sending power within us to heal and transform our lives. And so I am grateful. I am that divine idea. You are that divine idea. You are individualized, unique of the divine. You are loved, and you are so important. We're going to go into a space reminiscing on a time when you remember excellent in expressing love. I'm talking about a time when love permeated and saturated and infused every thought in your mind, every muscle fiber pulsated love, and your heart was illuminated with the presence of love. You see, I want you to remember a time when you felt love. I want you to reminisce on that time. And not only do I want you to think about it or reminisce, I want you to remember what it felt like to be loved and to give love. And it could have been any reason, a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you love. Wow, a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you love. Or it could have been a birth of a newborn baby. Her heart expanding is the birth of a newborn baby. Holding new life, looking in the eyes, and just honoring the presence of love, remembering you are love. Or maybe you were holding hands, walking by a vast body of water under a full moon lit night. How amazing it is to feel the presence and bask in the glow of the moon's love. Holding hands with the one you love. Seeing the glow of the moon's love reflecting the water. Oh, what a beautiful full moon lit night. And you feel so loved by the universe. I am so loved by the universe. Or maybe it was a opportunity to stand in the beauty of the sun rising as you watch it, its majesticness rise, and you stood in the energy and felt the warmth of the glow of the sun kissing your face. Oh, as you stood in this majesticness and a warmth kissing your face and the wind blowing through your hair, and all you could think is, I am loved by the universe. Feeling the majesticness and the greatness of the sun as it's rising. Oh, and as the sun say, good morning, love. Good morning, love. Or maybe it was that golden time of day, the time of day when Frankie calls the golden time, the time when the sun is releasing its presence and its majesticness and its presence taking over the sky. The earth has this golden glow and a beauty that is emanating in colors. Look at the sky. It's the color of love. And these purples and reds and golds, orange. Oh, look at this magnificence. The beauty of the masterful art. Wow. Just feeling the remembrance that I am so loved by the universe. You see, because I know that all of these things, the beauty and the wonders of the universe, was created for my pleasure. But whatever had you so lit up, whatever have you so turned on, I want you to bring that feeling and that thought into this right now moment. I want you to remember what it felt like to be loved and to give love, to know love, to receive love. Oh, that type of love where there's no time or space, no rhyme, no reason. Just feeling the presence of love. And I want you to just let that love permeate in every cell in your body right now. I just want you to let the rhythm of love move your body. Move every cell in your body. Move all of the organs in your body. And just let the rhythm of love move you right now. And as you feel the presence of divine love, I want you to release the thoughts of anyone else in this right now moment. And I want you to pour all of that love over you. I want you to give yourself permission to love all of you today. Loving you. I want you to love yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you just because you are. You are loved. I want you to love you today. I want you to just feel the presence of you and just honor the gift that you are to the planet. Yes, I am a gift to this planet. And I just want you to go into your heart space right now. I want you to remove yourself from your head and go into your heart right now. And I just want you to just be so grateful right now. I just want you to move into a space of gratitude, thanking the Most High for your presence. Thanking God for the creation of you today. Thanking God that you were created to be a blessing to yourself and so many others. I just want you to love you today. And I want you to place your right hand over your heart. Take your mirrors and look in your eyes and say, I give myself permission to love me. And I just want you to tell yourself thank you. I want you to say your name. Thank you, Janine. Thank you for the opportunity to love you today. Thank you for the opportunity to love you, Janine. And I just want you to continue to look in your eyes. And I want you to say, I deeply and fully love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Family, let's say that together as we look in the eyes. But I want you to look so deep into your eyes that you're speaking to the soul. I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Come on, family, let's do it again. I fully and I deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now from head to toe. Look at yourself, family. Look at yourself and love, fully love, deeply love and accept the beautiful manifestation of the Most High God. And I just want you to honor this beautiful manifestation. This is the expression of God. Right now, you are. And I want you to look in your eyes and say, as you speak to your soul, I deserve love. I deserve love. I want you to say that, and I want you to mean it from your heart, that you deserve love today. And I want you to say three times to yourself, I am love, I am love, I am love, I am love. Let's do it, family. I am love. I am love. I am love. And I want told you to say three times, I am divine love in expression. Come on, family, look in your eyes. I am divine love in expression. I am divine love in expression. I am divine love in expression. All right, family, continue to look into the soul. And as you speak to the soul today, as you speak to the depth of your heart today, as you speak, I want you to say to yourself these words. As you look in your eyes and recognize that you're just a love machine, and I don't look for nobody but you, yeah, baby. I want you to look in your eyes, and I want you to say, good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Ooh, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And you are what the world's been waiting for. You see, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Your greatness awaits. Oh, I love this. And I want you to say it this time, and I want you to say your name. I want to know. Your name. What's your name, baby? I want you to do it right now. Let's do it. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, Janine. I waited all night long, girl. Yes, Janine, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. You see, Janine, you are what the world's been waiting for. Yes, Janine, the world is waiting on you, and it's waiting to experience your greatness. You see, Janine, your greatness awaits. I want you to say your name, and I want you to say, I love you. I really, really, really love you. Let's do it. Janine. I love you. I really, 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 really love you. Let's do it again. Janine and Ingram. I love you. I really, 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 really love you. And last time, Janine and Ingram. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I really, 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 really love you, girl. I love you. Wow. And I just want you to marinate in that love. I just want you to marinate in the idea of loving you. Loving you. Just loving you. Just loving you.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. It's relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know? Life is about connecting. Making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. Yeah, it's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours. At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
Into me, I see. You see, the finest moment is when you realize you are never alone. We have to come to understand that we are instruments of love. I'm just scratching the surface. Can you dig it? reminding you as you marinate in this love that you are the first representation of love in your life. You teach people how to show up in your space. You have never been loved until you've been loved by you, baby. You have not been loved until you've been loved by you. Love is an inside job, and I just want you to know that, family. Love is an inside job. Can you dig that? Welcome to your love experience. I hope you're feeling love today. We're going to move right into our love song. Let's see, is anybody on that's going to sing?
Good God morning, Lady Love. Peace and blessings. I'm available.
Okay.
Thank you so much for that beautiful, beautiful prayer, the love soak. Thank you so very much. I love it. I love it. I love it. And then you just put a cherry on top for me. You know I love that. Good God morning, my Love Journey family. Peace and blessings to you all. Good God morning to our Blog Talk Radio family, sending you love and light, lifting up all the names that Lady Love called out in prayer. We want to do our love song by planting that seed of love and showering it with our love song. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. So come on, family, start six your phones, and let's all do it together on a count of three. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much, so I can love you so much. Mm-hmm. And you can love you so much. Mm-hmm. So you can keep on loving me. Come on, family. I love myself so much. Mm-hmm. So I can love you so much. Uh-huh. And you can love you so much. So you can keep on loving me. Last time, come on. I love myself so much. Yes. So I can love you so much. And you can love you so much. So you can keep on loving me. Woo. Yes, family. Yes, yes, yes. Family, we keep the love growing and we keep the love flowing because it is all about love. Everyone have a blessed, love-filled day. Namaste. Back to you, Lady Love.
Yes, yes, yes. I just want to put it back out there today is those who know my godmother, she's having her surgery right as we, well, she's in preparation. The surgery go in at 7:30. I want you to keep her in your loving heart. Also, Deborah Ricks lost her mother yesterday, and I want us to keep her and her family and all of those who are experiencing loss right now. I want you to keep them in your heart and your prayers and send her love and light as she moves through this process of releasing the physical presence of her mom. I know that it's not always easy, but I know that we can get through it with family and friends like us, keeping them in their prayers, keeping them in our heart. Wow. What? You know, this is a great week also, just giving some shout-outs to all the birthday people. Miss Minetti Linda Johnson, yes, happy birthday, sis. Miss Joyce Agarwamzad, yes. Michael Jackson, Justin Copeland, Ravon Copeland. Wow, we got my sister Jessie Purnell, Rosa J. Hodge. We got lots of birthdays this week, so I just want to send lots of love into the birthday people this week as well. Wow, it is already 6:46, family. Whew, I guess it just be time just moved by so fast when you're having fun, huh? Well, I just want to.
That's what I'm talking about, Mama.
Oh, that somebody's phone. Okay, we're gonna put it on mute. That's what I'm talking about, Mama. Kids are so wonderful. I just love it. All right, good morning, family. We're going to go back on love, loving ourselves. And I want to talk about, because I got some more questions yesterday. So and I know it's an ambiguous term when we say love ourselves. What do you really look like? Oh, but, so I'm going to go back over a few things that you really, really experienced. And this is not just the only thing, but this is some of the things you kind of experience when you begin to really love and pamper and enjoy the presence of yourself. You kind of feel this relaxed, magnetic, radiant kind of energy. You feel comfortable in who you are and others. You are at ease with yourself. Very decisive, willing to do that self-reflection, not afraid to look at what needs to grow and honor the things that have grown. Laughter, frequent and easy, compliments of others and self, slow to anger. You smile easy. You have this outer glow. You have a passion that, you know, that people notice. You have this at ease in your body. And you receive compliments graciously. You treat yourself and others with respect. A phenomenal listener. You move with ease and grace. You have this spiritual groundedness, well able to communicate your thoughts and your feelings. And you stay calm even in a stressful situation. Less drama and crisis. More and real and authentic friendships because you're more real and authentic with yourself. Even your outer appearance, you have more clarity on your personal goals and your life mission, even greater intimacy in your love relationships. You actually experience more joy. You won't even desire to overeat. You desire to honor the presence of your body, your mind, your soul. You begin to honor who you are, your behavior about who you are and how you are become a different experience. You see, there's a total presence that happens when we begin to love and honor the presence of ourselves, a total presence that keeps us in this kind of a balance. So let's talk about maybe some of the reasons why we forget to love ourselves. Why is this not a normal, regular part of our life? You know, sometimes I think it comes from us not being taught that. A lot of times we've been taught that it's better to just give, even when we're tired, to just give. And we forget to pause and reflect and balance ourselves by pouring back into ourselves. It's important for us to take good care of who we are, because this is the temple and this is the place where you've been given to honor the presence of God as you on the planet. So learning to self-care and self-love is an important process in this journey of learning to move through life. I know some of us as women, it could be really more difficult because some of us, they call it the SBW syndrome, the strong black woman thing. So it makes it even harder for us to get into a space where we are nurturing of ourselves, because we're such nurturers to other people. We're omnipotent caregivers, always listening ear, the everlasting arm, providing a shoulder for everybody else to lean on. Oh, she was the rock of Gibraltar, the strong one who constantly gave out love, attention, and affection, but who didn't ask for anything in return, who didn't appear to need it or require it in return. They would give, and do without seeming to need a breather or a vacation. You know, the strong person, the one that shows up when we become controls and micromanagers of almost everything and everyone in our lives, and others in our lives respond that way and perpetuate and reinforce that same kind of energy back to us. We have a tendency to take over and dominate and turn, and in turn others let us and even come to expect it. And then they even want us to figure it all out, and we be wondering, well, can't they think for themselves? We have a hard time delegating and trusting that it'll be done right or get it done at all. Then we end up doing it ourselves, and we start feeling stressed out and depleted. And then that syndrome creeps right back in, quietly starting to show up at work, at home, and in our relationships. We look up, and others have become so dependent on us. Over time, we start to become resentful because we don't feel we're getting the support we need. We start to feel others are not pulling their own share of the load. But what we often don't realize is that we've been so instrumental in creating the very situation that has us frustrated. It's in a book called Sisters of the Yam, A Black Woman in Self-Recovery. In this book, Bell Hooks explains her realization that the connection between personal power and self-care. She writes this. She says, since every black woman, myself included, allow ourselves to become overextended, working, meeting the needs of others, we often do not take time for the care of the self. And those among us who have been socialized from childhood want to feel that black women's personal power only comes through serving others may have the most difficult time learning to see the personal power really begins with the care of the self. You see, self-care is empowering, plain and simple. This strong energy syndrome can have you feeling like you're trapped, suffering quietly. But you can't figure out how to undo the lock. You see that sacred love for self is the only thing that can unlock the key to where you are. You see, this approach to life, many of us have inherited. Many of us. See, it's not entirely self-created. We acquire from our mothers who acquired from their mothers. And this syndrome has been passed down through generations. The circumstances and environments of our mothers and grandmothers and fathers and grandfathers often necessitated. But ours doesn't have to. See, we can change that. We inherit this. Brings to mind the image of a pole that I call a priority pool. You know, unfortunately, the bottom slot on that priority pool, and some of us don't even have a slot on the pole, is the spot where we reserve for ourselves in relation to others. Life priorities, family, career, relationships, community, church, and friends. We give our best to everyone and everything else. And then leave only the slim pickings, if any, leftovers for ourselves. We ensure that everyone else above us is on that priority pole, is cared for, considered, included, comfortable, nurtured, and accommodated first. Then we set to our own needs, then last and least. And this bottom of the priority pole mentality posture we tend to take on life is also a combination of
coming media condition, namely TV and movie images, family conditioning, mirroring behavior. We saw older people in our families exhibit, our moms, our fathers, as we move through life. A lot of us become mother, wife, parent, caregiver, role model. But none of us stop to just breathe and give and pay homage to the presence of our own self. See, many of us are at the point where we're flat out overwhelmed and overextended. How many people get up every morning overwhelmed, ready to hate their job, overwhelmed because they got to take care of somebody else, overwhelmed because all the things that's on their plate. We're giving way too much without expecting, requesting, or allowing for reciprocity. We are over-accommodating, over-nurturing others at a serious personal expense. And some of us have had enough. We're about to pull our hair out because we can't figure out how to slow life down to let us off because we've created this disentanglement. Because we can't figure out how to slow it down. And we want to disentangle ourselves from the sticky tentacles of this trap of doing everything for everybody at the expense of our own needs, but we don't know how or where to begin. We feel like we're standing on quicksand. Some of us are in pursuit of happiness, Mr. Right. We're in a raise. We want a raise. We want peace of mind. We're looking for Mr. Right. We want our husband to be Mr. Right. We want our wife to be Mr. Right. We're looking for the Almighty Daughter. We're looking for satisfaction, fulfillment. We're looking for healing. We've been led to think that busyness leads to greater fulfillment. It seems we are obsessed with this pursuit, but the rat race has lost its thrill. Being in pursuit just isn't cutting it anymore. We strive to make more money so that we can buy newer cars, newer houses, bigger houses, and then we have to work harder to even earn the money so that we can continue to cover the expenses of the newer and the bigger house. The cycle is insane. Then we stop for a moment to lift our nose from the grindstone to ask, why am I still so unfulfilled and so dissatisfied? Beginning to learn and love and put yourself first and these sacred trampoline principles, things of learning you actually frees us from the bondage of needing to be fulfilled outside ourselves. You see, learning to love you is a tool to help you identify and recognize who you are and what you are, your deep-seated beliefs, your attitude, your value. It helps you learn who you are. It helps you to get back in touch to what brings you joy and pleasure in life. You see, honoring your presence and taking time out for you and spending time with you will bring you into a balance. It will bring you to a place where you maintain a lifestyle integrated with loving you, pampering you, a lifestyle in which brings you joy and pleasure. And no longer are you pursued by the things that's outside of you. Self-love is not a self-only approach to life. It's a self-care-first approach that gives you the opportunity to serve. See, some people feel like loving self and taking care of self, it prepares you to serve. If you are really a server, you really can't really serve from an authentic place if you're serving from a tired, overwhelmed, neglected space. You're not doing anybody a service when you give from a space when you're tired and you're retired and you're tired and you're retired and you're tired and you're tired and you got to get to do this for mama, got to do this for my children, got to do this for this person, got to do this for that person. And you're giving and giving and giving to a place that's empty and never taking time to honor the presence in the temple of who you are and refilling your space. You're not authentically doing anything. You're not really giving a loving service. You know, the word tells us to give cheerfully, be a cheerful giver. What does that really mean? Have anybody ever gave you something and they really didn't want to give it? You didn't feel good receiving. Think about it. I remember receiving things that the person really didn't want to give it. I really didn't want to take it. But something happens magical when someone gives you from a space of fullness, place of wanting to give it to you and their desire, and you could just feel the energy spilling over, that even if you didn't like to give, you were just excited to get it because of their own excitement.
something happens when we give from a full plate. But something's missing when we give when we're tired and overtired. So let's talk about some things that I want us to think about. Because people think self-care is getting your nails done, your hair done, and those physical things. I call that grooming. And grooming is a powerful thing, but grooming is an outside job. So grooming alone has a very marginal effect on our inner love, our inner joy. Grooming is an external, primarily physical intent to focus on improving the outer appearance or package. You may look good, but you may not feel good. Your nails may be slamming. Your makeup may be flawless. Your hair may be even whipped, and your outfit may be well-coordinated, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, you can see so doggone empty and depleted. But self-love, pampering self, on the other hand, is an inside job. It's an inner grooming, so to speak. It refuels and recharges the mind, the body, and the spirit, and infuses your life with more joy and more love. Self-love focuses on a place that brings you back to that inner self. It transforms your outer self, starts from the end. You see, these self-love taps you into an essence of your personal space, that personal inside joy, that personal inside love and energy that's not culturally or socially dictated or determined, but personally defined. You see, when we're self-loving ourselves, honoring the spirit, the experience is one in which you are the primary beneficiary. The experience brings you joy and increases your inner peace. The experience nurtures your body, your mind, and your spirit. So let's talk about some things. Anything outside ourselves that may bring us joy is temporary or may bring us happiness. It's temporary if it doesn't come from inside out. Anything that comes from the outside in is a temporary feeling. So somebody might say, well, I really feel self-loving, or I feel this excitement when I'm in the presence of my beautiful spouse or beautiful person or boo, or however you want to call it. But that's just a temporary feeling if it's not coming from the inside, because if that person's not there, if you're not feeling the same feeling, then guess what? It's not self-love. Self-love incorporates you and only you as a primary beneficiary. So sometimes, the reason why I want to talk about this and bring this home for you today, because so many people don't even know what brings them joy. In my coaching practice, one of the first things I ask people is, what makes you happy? What actually does an inner renewal for you? What really brings you joy? Sometimes the only closest feeling we ever directly experience personally is through someone else. But that's a temporary feeling. I'm talking about what brings you that deep down feeling of joy from the inside out. See, inside joy doesn't, or love, or anything that brings you inside happiness doesn't require a reason, an outside source, or just justification. It's a state of being that has internal point of reference. So what really brings you primary happiness? Your own joy. One lady I asked her, well, she said, well, I'm with my grandkids and they doing good and da da da, but that's temporary. So what if your grandkids come up and they're doing everything wrong and they're tearing up everything? Are they still going to bring you joy? Because joy and happiness and love comes from the inside. And so as we move deeper into what it was, then she tried to tell me about somebody else. But what about when nobody is around and nothing outside yourself, what really brings you joy? It took a long time for her to come up with something. But you know, she finally did. and it was to write and to paint and to create. Then she realized that she liked to write songs and poems, and she just submitted her first song to a major record, and they accepted it. Now, isn't that interesting? See, if we're not in touch with what brings us joy and what rejuvenates our spirit, it's going to be hard for us to be able to incorporate more of that kind of experience in our life. Because we're always looking for something outside ourselves to bring us that love and that joy. And there's many ways we attempt to fill that void. We numb the pain of the longing. We grasp desperately at illusions of a fulfillment. And what only gives us temporary satisfaction, such as having affairs, taking drugs, overeating, lying to look good, manipulating others, getting drunk, gossiping, judging others, physically abusing someone else or ourselves, talking down to others, or making others wrong, engaging in cruelty, power tripping, and attention-getting behavior, cussing others out, unfocused, just unfulfilled, easily angered. When someone can't show up the way we want them to show up, then we get a little upset and we blame ourselves and we sad and we depressed, constantly restless, frequently late, loss of passion, very reactive, lack of depth. And I could go on and on and on. Why? I wanted you to really get a real picture of why self-love is so important, self-care. Because self-care supports you in living a life that demonstrates more balance, self-love and self-care, giving yourself the best that you got. Because you are God's one of a kind in all the world. You are a divine original. You are magnificent. You are your lifetime's greatest project, a magnificent whip. What is a whip? A woman in progress, a work in progress if you man. But you are God's one of a kind in this world. And I believe that our assignments have on earth in this life is to keep evolving and refining who we are. We must master. I believe as human beings, we are designed for constant learning, growing, and love. And to aid us in this journey called life, we are given the powerful gift of consciousness, our ability to self-love, self-reflect, and be aware of the self in our own thoughts. You see, God knew exactly what God was doing when they created us. We are actually able to observe our own thoughts. And because of this marvelous gift of consciousness, we have the ability to take a look and self-reflect, to look upon our own selves, our own behaviors, our own decisions. Our God is so amazing that God gave us the gift of free will, which gives us the creative ability of true choice, moment to moment, minute by minute, day by day. And so I want you to know you cannot have a joy-filled life unless you have joy-filled minutes, hours, and days. You got to be intentionally creating more joy-filled moments in your life. It's essential to loving oneself. We are pleasure, deserving, creative, joy-seeking beings at heart. If our daily lives contain more experience of love and joy, we complain less, we enjoy more, we become more occupied with staying committed to living instead of trying to avoid it, escape it, and numb ourselves to it. The way to be present in life is to fill it with joy, love, and presence. You see, love and joy feeds our soul, it nourishes our spirit, and it puts us in contact with the love and essence of our Creator. It makes life juicy and delicious. If we're not experiencing love and joy daily and weekly, we're just existing and surviving. We are not thriving. The moments in where we experience love and joy, we are actually communing with the Creator. We experience this oneness at one moment with bliss. There's a song of a West African song that they play for young males that's initiated into a successful completion of a rite of passage. And it really captures the miracle of discovering that each of us is the door, the room, and the key to our own love, joy, and happiness.
There's nowhere to look but within. And here's some of the words. It said, so when I went and knocked at the door locked in front of me, I craved to enter. Oh, little did I know the door did not lead outside. It was all in me. It was the room and the door. It was all in me. I just had to remember. So getting clear about what brings you love and joy inside is a self-discovery process that is a critical step toward integrating self-love. We must learn to pamper ourselves. Pampering ourselves is about creating more meaningful moments in our life and a deeper relationship with ourselves. When is the last time you asked yourself, what brings me joy? When is the last time you really sat still and asked yourself, why has the Creator created me for such a time as this? What can I do to bring more joy and use my gifts and talents and skills to serve the world? We have a set with ourselves and just really honored the gift that we are as a, that we are to the planet. And not measuring any type of success by the cars, the cash, the house, the clothes, but simply because I am. When have we reprioritized ourselves on our to-do list? I speak to so many of my friends on the phone, and I'm sitting and listening. And most people you talk to, they talking to people in the background, kids. They're talking to the kids at the same time, talking to you. They got stuff going on all around them, and they're just busy, 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 busy. Now, sometimes when I'm listening to all the energy stuff that's going on with them and around them, I just send them love and ask the angels to bring them peace. But you have to learn to be intentional about your peace. You have to be intentional about your peace. You have to be intentional about your peace, your self-love, your pampering, everything that's around you. And then when you become that peace and that balance, that stabilizing force, when people even in your space, they will even mirror the behavior that you have, your children, your spouse, everything around you become what you are. But long as you're in that rat race and blah, 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 and the energy, just, I have a girlfriend, I don't care what she's doing, how she's doing, she always running through. But to me, I'm coming through, I got to drop the baby off, I got this, 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 and every time I talk to her, this, this, and it's just, this, 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 and she always busy. And I think to myself, I wonder if she just realized if she could just stop and breathe, how much more she could really accomplish in life. So today, family, I really want you to just contemplate. For you, what does that mean for you? What does joy mean for you in your life? So I did it last night again before I got on. I knew I was going to talk about this today, so I kind of I took me a long pampering hot bath and had my rose petals and my candles and my music, and I asked myself, what brings me joy? And the interesting thing is, you know, I feel like I'm in a joyful space, but you know what it told me? It says you haven't danced in a long time, and dancing does bring me joy. And I said, you know what, I will be incorporating more dancing in my life. Because it's been a long time since I've really got out and just really, really danced. So I'm saying to you, even though you may feel like, oh, I'm really happy, I'm really this, but guess what? You may even hear something just by saying it, asking yourself. I asked myself, what will really bring me joy? And it said, you haven't danced in a long time. Just really got out and danced. So I will be incorporating more dancing in my life because dancing does bring me joy. I could dance all night long and don't get tired. I don't care how my feet hurt. They could be burning, but I'd just be so excited. And I'll come home and just be beaming from dancing all night because I love to dance. I love music. Oh, I love, love, love music. So I was really thinking about that last night of bringing even more joy into my space. So I say that to say to you, spend some time venturing into a space and ask yourself, what brings me joy. And if it involves someone else, then that's something outside of yourself. I'm talking about what brings you joy from the inside out, where if nobody else is around, it can bring you joy. Not something from the outside in, but something from the inside out. So last night, cut my music on. I stood in front of the mirror, and as I was oiling myself, I was dancing, dancing. I am the key to the world. I was playing L.J. Reynolds' Key to the World. And I was singing, and my husband was looking like, what is she doing? I just was spending time with myself. But he knows me, so he laughs, and he smiles, and he gives me my space. But I'm saying that to say, that's my message today, is to look in your own heart and find the answers to what brings you joy. And if you don't get it immediately, that's okay. Go back in again. Because it may have been such a long time since you experienced joy that you have to go way back in the memory of it to remember what brings you joy. Some of us have been so long since we've taken care of ourselves that we've given so much of ourselves away to the world that we've blocked the memory of what makes us feel good. We forgot. So today, family, let's find our joy. That's my message today. That is our message. That is our message. Somebody need to know what brings you joy. And especially when we have families, you know, you can be a husband giving so much to your family, to your job, to everything around you. You're a wife, you're giving everything to your husband, you're giving everything to your job, to your kids, and you forget to pour into you. And then you wake up one day after 9 years, 18 years, or 32 years of marriage like me, and then you forget, wow, who am I? Literally in the middle of my marriage, 18, 15, I don't know what year of it was, but I remember thinking, I don't know who I am anymore. I really don't know who I am. I actually don't know what I love. I don't know what I like. I remember going shopping and not liking how the clothes fit my body no more. My body had changed. I didn't know how to dress it. I didn't know how to honor it. Nobody told me to prepare myself for that. You know, your body changed after you having a baby. And so I just stopped buying clothes and started buying shoes because I didn't know how to, didn't feel good no more. I didn't have that swag I felt like no more. I didn't have what made me feel like me. And I didn't know how to get it back. And it took some years, because I didn't have the understanding to be still and check in with my heart. I just didn't know how to do it. It all came with learning to love me. But that took years and years later to even hear the Spirit tell me that. Why am I sharing this with you? Life is really, really short when we look at whether we live to 100 or whether we live to 90, 80. When we look back over our lives, even when we look back from today to the beginning, we often think, wow, look how fast life has moved past us. And are we really getting the most out of life? Are we really getting the most out of enjoying life? I was looking at Facebook. I absolutely just love Facebook. It's just some of the most amazing stuff. And I just tell you, I couldn't do nothing but just thank God today. I was looking at Facebook, and there's a guy who's a deaf dancer, black guy. And he opened up a deaf dance school, and he was just talking about how, you know, he plays the music very loud so they could feel the vibration. And from the vibration, he creates these dance movements, and he teaches deaf children to dance. And now I'm talking about it. So beautiful. When I tell you it's beautiful, it's even more beautiful because you imagine how can they dance to a beat that they cannot hear, but they hear and they feel the vibration, and they make beats. I mean, they make dance movements because of these vibrations. And I thought, oh my God, this is so beautiful. So I have made it my business when the next deaf International Festival goes on in San Francisco, I'm going to go see it. And I'm going to call Ebony and see if Ebony wants to go with me. And if but I'm just so excited because, wow, to just feel the music and create life. Oh, my God. And then they had this thing where this teacher had asked these kids of the seven wonders of the world, right? And so she took a poll of what all the kids said. And it's interesting. I was thinking, wow, and these kids look like they're about 7, 8 years old, maybe 9 at the most, right? And so when everybody finished their list, this is what the kids said. And not everyone agreed, but the list came up like this. And I thought, wow, I don't know if I knew about the Grand Canyon. That was one. The Great Wall of China, that was one. The Panama Canal, the Taj Mahal. And I was thinking, wow, did I know about those when I was a kid? The Empire State Building, I may have known about that. Pyramids in Egypt. But this one in St. Peter's Basilica, I don't even know what that is today, but anyway, I'll go figure that one out. But anyway, one kid was over in the corner, and she was sitting still writing. So the teacher approached her and asked her this, do you need help with your list? And the little girl blushed and nodded, explaining that there's so many wonders that I can't even narrow it down. But this is what her list said, and I thought it was so powerful because these wonders we never think about as wonders. The ability to touch, the ability to feel. I was like, wow. The ability to see. I was like, wow. To hear. To taste. To laugh. And to love. And when you think about that, that's really the seven wonders of the world. The wonders that we take for granted every day, the ability to love, the ability to see, the ability to touch, the ability to smell, the ability to taste the beauty of life, to touch our grandkids, to touch our children, to touch our loved ones, to feel the beat of the music, to feel the energy of the universe, to be in the presence of love. And those really are the wonders of the world, to see and hear and touch and feel and be. So today, family, I just want to remind us to get in touch with ourselves today and ask ourselves, what really brings me joy? That's my message. And I apologize. I know we're way over the 7:25, and so I'm going to call Jackie in, get us up out of here so we can start our day. But I want you to know I love you. I appreciate you. Again, for those who just came on the line not too long ago, I want to remind you that if you get a chance, send some love out to our Deborah Ricks. She lost her mom and her family. I want you to send love to Rochelle Knox. I just got a text that says she just went into surgery. And keep praying, y'all. In the midst of your hands and arms, and love them, Rochelle Knox, my godmother. All right, and remembering all the beautiful birthdays, Minetti, Linda Johnson, Joyce, Cigar Ramza, Rosa J. Hodge, Jesse Pinnell, Justin Copeland, Rivon Copeland. Oh, it's a lot of birthdays this week. And I just wanted to make sure we're sending love to the birthday people. Happy birthday, beautiful people. Beautiful people. All right, I see you on, Miss Lady. Jackie Jack Jack. I already miss you, Jackie.
Huh?
I already miss you.
I feel the same way. I really truly was feeling the same way this morning. But, Lady Love, I want you to know that today's message was absolutely for me. And the experience that I am experiencing in this moment, I will be calling you. I love you. Thank you.
I love you so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, family, you know what we do in this hour right here as we continue in our love experience. We're going to carry it out with our Reverend Ike affirmation. So come on, family, unmute those phones by pressing *6, and let's do what we do at this time, and let's call it in, call it in, call it in. Money, I'm calling you into my life.
Money, I'm calling you into my life.
Come on, family. Right here, right now, I'm telling you, money, you love Jacqueline Valentina Cradle. Tell your money who loves you. Come on now, how your money loves you.
Money, right here, right now, I'm telling you, money, you love me.
Yes, oh, money, you welcome in my hands, in my pockets, in my bank accounts, in my life all the time.
Money,
you
welcome in my hands,
in my pockets,
in my life
all the
time.
I open my heart and mind to money in all forms.
I open my heart and mind to stocks and bonds. I open my heart and mind to cash money.
Make it rain. Cash money. Make it rain. Yes.
I open my heart and mind to cash money. Make it rain.
Woo, woo.
Cash money. Love it.
Yes. I open my life to money through my love and appreciating attitude. I love you, money. Yes, yes. Oh, family, you got to know that we do not serve money. Money serves Jacqueline Valentino Cradle in divine right ways.
I don't serve money serves a key. I meet a lot of in divine right ways. Yes, yes.
Yes. Oh, come on, family. We're going to do this right here. Money is wonderful stuff, and I let it multiply in my life. Money making money.
Woo! Money is wonderful stuff.
Oh,
and I let it multiply in my life. Oh, I love it.
Thank you, God and me, for money.
Absolutely
beautiful, family. We're going to continue on as we do our 40-day abundance prosperity affirmation for today. We are at principle number 7, and the divine consciousness that I am is forever expressing its true nature of abundance. This is its responsibility, not mine. My only responsibility is to be aware of this truth. Therefore, I am totally confident in letting go and letting God appear as the abundant all-sufficiency in my life and affairs. Today, family, let's affirm all that God is, I am. Let's do that together, family. All that God is, I am. Yes. All that God is,
I am. knows that God
God is I am.
Yes, yes, family. I'm sending you all love and light for a beautiful, blessed, love-filled day. And remember, all that God is, I am. Send it back to you, Lady Love. Thank you. Peace and blessings. Back to you, Lady Love.
All right. Whew. All that God is, I am. All right, family. Thank you so much for all that God is, I am. All that God is, I am. Oof, isn't that powerful to think about, that we have the power to recognize that all that I am, God is. All right, family. We're going to get ready and get out of here. And I just want to remind you that Jazz Allergy Jazz is this week. You know the Corey is going to have theirs August 31st. That's on the 75th Street. You're going to... And it's free. And you know what's interesting about it is that you're going to be able to get on different trolleys. You got to buy your tickets to get on a trolley, and then you go to different places. You eat and you listen to jazz, or you just listen to jazz. So you get in off of the different trolleys and go on different places. They're doing it on the north side and the south side, or you could intertwine. But don't forget, if you want to be a part of that Jazzology Jam, then you got to make sure you get your tickets. It's Jazz on the 31st, baby, right here in Chicago, all over, going to all the different jazz clubs. So if you're interested in that, make sure you look that up and get your ticket so you can be a part of getting on the bus with the jazz family. Also, our very own Nicole Wheatley, she's doing it again, family. Backed by popular demand, she's doing the Remarkable Woman Conference. Yes, and the Love Journey is a part of it. Yes, we are. We are making sure that we're supporting Miss Nikki. And if you're in Chicagoland area or you want to be go on the computer state, I don't know if I'm going to go, but they are going to be on the AC Green Show Sunday at 2 o'clock. And you make sure you want to listen to that. That's the AC Green Show. You can go to acgreen.com and figure out how to get from the computer if you're not in the Chicagoland area. But let me tell you, if you want to get tickets, the Love Journey do have tickets. We got the VIP tickets, which takes you to both days, and that's the VIP tickets. They're $100, plus you get 3 extra perks. You get swag bags and all kind of good things with that. That's to be a part of the 2 days. If you just want to be a part of the day when all the cameras and all the beautiful TV stations are going to come out and watch the ladies do the race and stuff, that's $50. Yes, yes, yes. They're going to shut down Cottage Grove, a couple of streets down that street, and you're going to be running races. And all the proceeds go to an organization called Providing You Motivation to Pursue Success. That's called PUMPS. That's a girls organization. And then, of course, the $35 ticket is for the conference where all the remarkable speakers will be, like me, and they're going to be and that's just $35. Now, if you want to go to both days, you can do $85. If you want to do the VIP tickets where you get the VIP treatment, you get all both days, and you get all these wonderful perks with that, that's $100. You call me, 773-447-5591, if you want to get a ticket to the 4th Annual Remarkable Women's Conference. Woo! That's going to be powerful, y'all. And it's going to be some powerful vendors there. Cameron B. Shoes, Kiwi Boutique, Laura, there's going to be some wonderful, wonderful people there with their beautiful, beautiful offerings of sharing. So if you haven't been to Kiwi Boutique, she got some clothes for you, baby, for men and women. Cameron B., you got shoes for men and women. I don't know if you all remember Cam and Nate, but Cam and Nate was when, like, years and back, and if you wanted to be all sharp, you used to go to Cam and Nate to get your shoes. But Cam and Nate's daughter is carrying a legacy called Karen B. Shoes right now, and she has the shoes for you, baby. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this opportunity. Then also, Vin. Oh, whew. And I know GABC is coming soon with their 79th Street Festival. I'm not sure what day it's on, so I'm going to make sure I get that information, too. September 10th, you don't want to miss our beautiful, beautiful spa theater, Eric. Is it Eric Eckstein? Billy Eckstein. That's what it is. The story of Billy Eckstein at Spa Theater. So you make sure you give our beautiful, wonderful caller. Call, get your tickets, $25. So if you want to get you a season pass, you can talk to caller too at the Spot Theater. And I'm sure you get lots of perks with the season pass. Or maybe not, but I don't know. But you might want to give our beautiful sister a call and find more out more about that. And I'll make sure I get more information because in September, the 79th Street Festival, GABC puts on this Renaissance Festival that is off the chain. We don't want to miss that either if you're in Chicago, family. All right, don't forget to send Deborah Ricks love. I told you today her mother left the planet yesterday, and I want to make sure that the Love Journey is sending love, and make sure you give her some love and some energy. Rochelle Knox is in surgery as we speak. Please keep her in your prayers. Rochelle Knox and Deborah Ricks family as they go through their grief and the loss of Deborah's mother, and Rochelle is in surgery. So please keep all of these things in your praise notebook, okay? Because I know it's already the victory. I just want you to give praise for it because I know it's done with good ease, elegance, and grace because that's how good our God is. We serve a good God. We have a good God family, and God good all the time. God is good, and God is good all the time. Any questions, comments, concerns, please start 6 at this time or press the 1 and let me know. I have a question. Whew. I need to start writing stuff down, don't I, y'all? So I know. I keep telling myself that's where I got to get better at, y'all. Just pray for y'all, sister. Pray for y'all, sister. Because she needs to write it down. She always working off her memory. All right, no questions, comments, or concerns. All right, family. I love you, and I want to remind you that love is really all it is, reminding you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is to give back to God, family. Remember to choose love because love is a choice. And love never fails. And I want you to remember to dream and live your God-sized dreams. But most importantly today, family, take some time and do some inner reflection. Why did God love you so much that God decided to fashion itself and place you on this planet? Why are you here? What is your purpose? What is it that you need to do that only you can do, that nobody else can do it the way you can do it? And that it will bring you so much joy, that you will be in so much joy to serve it to the world. Woo! That sounds good to myself. Let's serve it to the world. But you can't serve what you don't know. It's time to do that inner searching. Searching, searching. All right, family, I love you. And know that you are always loved by the universe. This is Kim. Love never fails. Have a great day.
But remember one thing.
Hey, girl.
and had shame on me. Staying here for so long, when we both know it was so wrong, baby. My heart, girl, my love won't fail you now.
What we had would never last today, baby.
Have a great day. I love you.
I love that song. I love Cam, y'all.